Thank you. Good afternoon. Well, today I'm going to present on our, I'm going to share with you our experience as a small division within a larger local health department with developing a vision. And I'm speaking on behalf of the Vision Planning Committee, which were definitely involved in presenting this program today. Okay. So I have no financial relationships to disclose. Westchester County Department of Health is a local health department in New York, in a small county in New York State. We provide services to approximately 1 million residents. Within the Westchester County Department of Health, there are approximately 300 staff, 70 of which are within the Division of Community Health. These are our learning objectives for today. And what I'd like to do is really start with some background information. Like most other local health departments, we have been struggling with, and we're still struggling with, shrinking resources. As our resources shrink, the complexity of the work that we do tend to increase. And as that happens, staff then need to become more creative in the way in which they approach the work that they do. As they do that, you tend to have an impact on staff morale, because after a while they start to wonder, how long is this going to go on and just where are we headed? So, recognizing that we needed to do something to address this issue of staff morale, a small group of program directors within the Division of Community Health started on a strategic planning process, and this started in June of 2011. So one of the goals of this process was to develop a 1-to-2-sentence vision planning statement. As we started looking at that process, we really found it very difficult, very restrictive, and very limiting. So we continued to try to get this, because we knew that we needed to have that vision statement in order to move into the strategic planning process. While we were working on developing this vision statement, I was selected to participate in the Northeast Public Health Leadership Institute, NEFLI. At the very first NEFLI retreat, which was in July of 2011, Mark Lipton, the author of the book Guiding Growth, How Visions Keep Companies on Course, spoke on the topic of finding your vision and overcoming the believing-doing gap. I will tell you, it was at that point that my aha moment came, because he made a statement which stuck with me. He said, visions are stories. They are not 1 or 2 sentence pieces. It was now that I really understood why we were having so much difficulty coming up with a vision statement. It's because we needed to tell a story, and based on that story, we would then be able to move into the strategic planning process. So now, with that information in hand, and I also had his book, I went back to the small group of program directors to convince them that what we needed to do was to develop a vision story. Well, I will tell you, education was key. As the committee looked at, as the small group looked into this, as we did more research, we became completely convinced that this was the direction that we needed to go. So now the real work began as far as how we were going to move this along. The small group, renamed the executive committee, would be now responsible for developing this vision story for this small division. There are 4 core elements in the vision planning process. The following slides will discuss these 4 core elements and how we went through the process. The first piece was selecting a vision planning committee. What we wanted to do in selecting the vision planning committee was to identify staff across the division from the various programs, from the various levels that would be a part of this committee. Selection of staff was important because these are the ones that would not only develop the vision for the division, but they would also be the ones getting the buy-in of their coworkers into the vision. And we also wanted staff that really challenged the process. We didn't want individuals coming into this that would just go along with whatever we wanted. We really wanted to have good discussion and challenges. So the executive committee, which was what the small group is now renamed, identified staff across the division, and we sent an invitation out to these staff. That invitation outlined the committee charter, what the committee would be charged to do, and also told staff that they could choose not to accept this invitation, because again, we wanted people that wanted to be there. In fact, two of the six staff that were initially invited did not accept the invitation. We sent a second invitation, and we finally reached our target number. So just as the executive committee needed to be educated, our vision planning committee also needed to be educated. And the education included understanding the difference between a mission and a vision. A mission describes what an organization does on a daily basis. It describes the activities of an organization, whereas a vision is about purpose. A vision is a vivid picture of a desired future that is both descriptive, challenging, and helps the organization to rise above the fears, preconceptions with the current situation and move towards the future. Additionally, as you can imagine, this committee also questioned, what about department leadership? After all, we are a small division within a larger department. Is the department supportive of what we were doing? And in fact, yes, they were. I am not the head of the Division of Community Health. There is a deputy commissioner, and there's also a commissioner of health. Our deputy commissioner was extremely supportive. In fact, she encouraged us not only to share what we were doing with the commissioner, but also to share it with other department heads within the division. It was also important that we align what we were doing with the mission of the department, because obviously we want to support that overall mission of the local health department. The second step in the process was actually developing the actual vision. There are three core components in a vision. They are the raison d'etre, strategies, and values. The raison d'etre is the organization's purpose or reason for being, or reason for the organization's existence. The raison d'etre should describe what the organization does, not why and why the organization is involved in those activities. The strategies, this addresses how the organization will achieve the raison d'etre. And the values are the key assumptions, attitudes, and beliefs within the organization. So you might think, well, it's a local health department. You know what a local health department does. But again, what we're looking at is not what the health department does. We're looking at what this division and specifically the programs with the health department, what do they do? Do they need to exist? So in order to get to these core elements, we needed to discuss them. We needed to get to the heart of these core elements. And we did that through what's called trigger questions. These trigger questions were discussed over a period of months by the committee. And we brainstormed. There were very intense brainstorming sessions that occurred on these. It was a truly, truly fascinating and eye-opening process. Because we were dealing with such a diverse group, representatives from different programs within the division, we had a diversity of responses to these trigger questions, and we really came out with an understanding of the division that we really didn't have before. As an example, a seemingly simple trigger question such as, what business are we in? Generated a great deal of response, because again, the question is not what business the local health department is in, but what business is the division and specific programs in, and how do we blend together? At the conclusion of the brainstorming session, we came up with common themes that the committee decided we needed to integrate into our vision. So in order to figure out how we do that, one of the things that we did was that we looked at vision stories from successful organizations across the country And we used those examples to help to knit together the various themes that we had identified within our brainstorming sessions. As I said before, this was really started based on a presentation from Mark Lipton and his book. One of the things that he speaks about in his book is looking at a beta test version of the vision. I will tell you that in the beta test version, you would put something out to people that are not on your vision planning committee, get feedback from them, and then make adjustments to your vision in producing a final vision. We did not do that within our process. I'm not advocating that that shouldn't be done. I'm just bringing out that that was a step that we didn't take. By August of 2012, we came up with a vision for our Division of Community Health. And as you can see, the vision, it starts with an overarching statement as to the vision for our division, and then it breaks down into five, what we refer to as our five P's, or our five pledges. And each P, as you see, expands further into what we as a division see as our vision and what we pledge to do as far as the community that we work for. Our next step was marketing the vision. How do we bring this vision to life? So immediately after we completed our vision, the committee decided to schedule a staff meeting, a general staff meeting for all of the staff in the Division of Community Health. So this was, as I said before, there are approximately 70 staff in our division. So thinking about this, bringing together 70 people to be able to talk about our vision, how do we do that? But after having gone through 8 months of this process of developing the vision, the committee felt very, very comfortable in moving into this new area. We had our first divisional staff meeting that occurred in November of 2012. At the very first divisional staff meeting, the staff was provided with a laminated copy of the vision, and they were encouraged to post this in their workstations as a reminder of what the vision was for the division. The staff was also introduced to the process. We gave an outline of what we had done, why we had moved in the direction that we did, and then we broke them up into small groups. Each group was given one of the P's to work on. If you remember those P's before, they were given one of the P's, and they were given 4 discussion questions and were encouraged to discuss each of these questions as it pertained to that particular P. These are the discussion questions that staff worked with. At the end of the brainstorming session, staff were representatives from each group presented the findings from the group. We shared that obviously with the full group. At the end of the staff meeting, the Vision Planning Committee collected all of that information in addition to the evaluation that was done, and we went back to try to identify what are we seeing, what kind of feedback are we getting from our coworkers. Based on the reviews of the notes from the brainstorming session and the evaluation, there were several key issues that were identified, but one of them, which many of you I'm sure are familiar with, was communication, improving communication across the division. In response to this, the Vision Planning Committee made some decisions. One decision was to update the divisional resource list. By updating this divisional resource list, it would make it easier for staff to make appropriate referrals within the division, and also they would be able to use this for themselves to be able to identify areas within the division where they could get additional support. They also worked on reformatting the divisional monthly report to make it more desirable to read. I'm sure you've all seen divisional monthly reports. They can be long, they can be tedious. So we wanted to make this more desirable to read. And we also wanted to highlight these accomplishments of staff and programs within the report. And we also wanted to promote the divisional raison d'etre. The committee also worked on streamlining the larger monthly divisional report, which is about a four to six page report that went to our administration, into a smaller one-page monthly newsletter that was entitled Health Links that would be distributed to the staff. And this distribution occurred by email. Health Links was also used to distribute divisional-wide announcements and to continue to promote the divisional raison d'etre. After that first staff meeting, we decided we needed to continue to market the division. So the committee immediately went into, these are some samples of the newsletter that we developed. So after that first staff meeting and after putting these pieces in place, we decided we needed to do a second divisional staff meeting to continue to market the division and continue to build our workforce. So the second divisional staff meeting was scheduled in 6 months. The second divisional staff meeting, what we decided to do was we're going to turn things around. And we decided that we were going to have staff present to their co-workers on their programs and services. So volunteers from each program was charged with developing presentation boards and 5 to 7 minute oral presentations on their programs. So at the beginning of the staff meeting, staff arrived, they set up their presentations. When the rest of the staff came in, they were then organized into smaller groups, and they were instructed that they would move from presentation to presentation in the groups. Halfway through the presentation, we had what we called instant recess. This is a program that's available online. We projected it on the screen. It's a fun exercise activity, and staff participated in that. It broke the monotony up a little bit, and they were able to, after the exercise activity, staff really felt refreshed and they went back to the presentation. Feedback from this second staff meeting, again, was very positive. Not only from the second staff meeting, from all the activities we have put in place has been very positive. We have heard back from staff that they have staff are reporting improvement in their knowledge of programs and services across the division. They're reporting a better understanding of what their co-workers do and the overall raison d'etre for the organization and for the division. Programs report an increase in internal referrals of patients. Staff report an increased ability to link community and community residents to appropriate programs or services within the division. And the simple acknowledgement of big and small accomplishments of staff and programs are helping to pull silos down. There is more cross-fertilization, I guess you could say, between staff, programs, and services as a result of this. So what are we doing? Our next step is implementation of positive affirmations. Starting this month, we are posting statements throughout the division that encourages positivity and boosts morale. And what we're doing is we're tying each of these affirmations to one or two of the P's going back to our vision story. We're also looking to expand our vision planning committee. And we're looking to expand it by pulling the presenters into the discussion, again, as another means of being able to market and push this vision out to the rest of the division. The time commitment for the process of starting the discussion on the vision to bringing the vision to life was 14 months, between that time and our first divisional staff meeting. It's been now a little over 2 years, but I will tell you that the Vision Planning Committee is still enthusiastic, they still embrace this vision, and they are working hard to keep marketing it. What I'd like to do is I'd like to end this with a conversation that occurred. Most of you are familiar with Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. And this is a conversation between Alice and the Cheshire Cat. Alice says, "Which way should we go?" She's speaking to the cat. The cat tells her, "That depends on where you want to go." Alice's response, "Well, I don't care." The cat, "Then it doesn't matter which way you go." Well, unlike Alice, we within the Division of Community Health have a goal. We have a place we want to get to, and we believe that the vision of the Division of Community Health will help us to get there. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes. Instant recess. It's online.
Okay. And then the other thing was after all of these things that you have conducted, what is the staff's reaction to the vision now?
We continue to market the vision. But I will tell you, every now and then you hear a little something. You hear someone refer to the 5 P's, or you hear someone make another comment, so it's getting through. It is getting there. They are responding to it.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you.